We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled, Amud Aleph. We are starting approximately 10-12 lines from the top. We started learning yesterday that we make a Hekesh and a Gzeirah Shavah from Yovel to learn out certain things. The first thing we learned is that you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It says the Rosh Hashanah Pasuk of Teruah, but doesn't say Shofar. So how do you know it's with a Shofar? We learn out from Yovel. Number two, we learn from Yovel is that it says by Yovel Avarta Shofar Teruah, and it says also Taviru Shofar. So just like over there, there's a Tekiah before the Teruah and Tekiah after the Teruah. So too over here is Tekiah before the Teruah and after the Teruah. And the third thing we learn from Yovel is that it says three times Teruah, two times Teruah in the parasha of Rosh Hashanah, and one times Teruah in the parasha of Yovel. Three times Teruah teaches us you have to blow three sets of Teruahs. Every Teruah is a Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. Altogether, nine kailos, that's what you learn from Yovel. That's what you learn from Yovel. And it's a Gzeirah Shavah, Shvi'i, Shvi'i, or a Hekesh, which says B'chayr Shah Shvi'i, and that's what the Gemara discussed. So we're starting from V'hai Tana Maislav Gzeirah Shavah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines from the top. V'hai Tana Maislav Gzeirah Shavah. The following Tana learns out the din of Tekiah, Teruah Tekiah, from a Gzeirah Shavah and from Midbar. And not from Yovel. Haitana Maislav Gzeirah Shavah from Midbar. Learns that from Midbar. In the Midbar means that they used to blow Shofar, blow Chatzotzers actually, when they started traveling, when they had to travel, they blew, or they had to gather the people, they blew. And it says in the Pesukim like this. The Pasuk says, Vusakatem Teruah, this is the Pasuk, it's a Midbar Hei, Midbar Yud Hei, Vusakatem, this is Pasuk Hei, Vusakatem Teruah V'nosu HaMachnois HaChayim Kedma, they blew a Teruah and the Machnois left. Then the next pasuk says, "Uskatem Teruah Shenis V'nosu Amachnas Achayim Teimana." Then the next group of Machnas left, Teruah Yiskol Amaseim. And then it says, "Uva Hakelas Akol Tiskov Lotsiru." You just gather everyone. You just did Tiskov Lotsiru. Those are the pesukim. Zokta Brisa, the Tanya. "Uskatem Teruah Tkiyof Neyatzma Suruof Neyatzma." Uskatem Teruah does not mean blow a Teruah. It means a Tekiah and a Teruah. The two separate things. You're teaching that it means a tekiah and a teruah. How do you know? Or ain't elo tekiah teruah achas. It maybe means to blow a teruah. Kushoyim, when the pasuk says of a hakel es kahal tiskov l'tzeriu, the pasuk says a little further that when you gather the kahal, you blow shofar, and you don't do teriu. So you see, there's a chefza of tiskov l'tzeriu. Have a oimer tekiah fneyatzma v'teruah fneyatzma. You see, there's everything called tekiah, there's everything called teruah. So that's the aleph base. That skatam teruah does not mean below a teruah. It means there's a tekiah and a teruah. So now the brisa goes further. And when I shepshut lefaneha, so how do you know you blow a tekiah before the teruah? Tamloim is skatam teruah. You blow a tekiah before the teruah. And when I shepshut lacharah, how do you know you blow a pshuta afterwards? It's all by the psukim by the midbar when they went to travel. Tamloim a teruah yisko. It says in the pasuk at the end of pasuk vav teruah yisko. So it's mashma after. The Teruah is Yisko, is a Tekiah. So that's the Tanakhama's limud from that by Midbar is then Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. That's how we learn out by Midbar is Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. Rav Shmuel, B'nai Shem, Rechim, Rechim, ain't it Tzarech? You don't need the Pasuk Teruah Yisko, because there's the words before that you can learn out from already. Harei O'Emer, Usakatem Teruah Shenis. It says, when the second Machna leaves, you blow Teruah again to have them leave. Why is the word Shenis? Obviously, it's the second Teruah. Skam Teruah Shenis. Shen time when Shenis. Ma time when Shenis. Zebon Av Shkol Mokim Shenema Teruah. Anytime there's a Teruah, Tekiah Shni Allah. There has to be a Tekiah after that. And that teaches Tekiah afterwards. So we have, by Midbar, no, Machlekes is exactly what the Drash is, but either way, in the Midbar, there's a Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. Ainli Alba Midbar. This is a Limud by Midbar. When they traveled in the Midbar, you have a Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. Rosh Hashanah Menayin. How do you know Rosh Hashanah, you have Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah? Tamaloima Teruah Teruah L'Gzeirah Shavah. You make Gzeirah Shavah. It says Teruah over here in the Psukim of Midbar, Skatam Teruah, and it says Teruah by Rosh Hashanah, it says Yom Teruah Yelechem L'Gzeirah Shavah. And the Brisa goes further. V'sholish Teruahis Nemru Rosh Hashanah. It says three Teruahis Rosh Hashanah. We'll see, it's not really by Rosh Hashanah, one of them is by Yovel. But upon him, the way this Tana learned out the din of Tekiah Teruah Tekiah was from Midbar. Now the Brisa goes further and says, now, it says Teruah three times. But Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos and Zichron Teruah, that's a pasuk by Rosh Hashanah. Yoim Teruah, that's a pasuk also by Rosh Hashanah. Vavarta Shofar Teruah, which is a pasuk by Yovel. And it says three times Teruah. And two tekiyas before and afterwards. Metzino lemeidim shalish teruos shesh tekiyas. Altogether, three teruos and six tekiyas. Nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. We said that's what comes out. That's the halacha. And the Brisa goes further. Are they all minat Torah or not? Until now, we assumed they're all minat Torah because there's Gzeres Shava. So you have all three teruos, one by Yovel, two by Rosh Hashanah. You learn them from each other. It's all the Brisa. This Brisa doesn't have machlokes and hold that maybe it's not all of them the Brisa. Shtayim b'divrei Torah. This Tanakam will say Shtayim b'divrei Torah v'achas divrei Seferim. Two other sets are minat Torah. The other sets minat Rabbanon. Why? Because Shabbos and Zichron Teruah is a deraisa. Avarta Shoyfa Teruah is a deraisa. M'divrei Torah. Yoyim Teruah Lechem, you have to have that pasuk, you have to leave that pasuk alone. Why? You need that word Teruah, L'talmudah Huba, to make the limud Teruah, Teruah from Midbar, that you have Tekiah before and Tekiah afterwards. So you have to leave that open to make the Gzeres Shavah. That's why you need the extra Yoyim Teruah, and you can't use it for the deraisa. Therefore, according to this Mandiyam, there's only two groups are the Raisa, but one of the groups are not the Raisa because he needed Mufna L'Gzer Shava. Mufna means you have to leave it open for Gzer Shava, Teruah, Teruah. Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeinah, Rav Yair said even more, Achas M'Divrei Torah. Only one set is Minat Torah, V'Shtayim Divrei Seferim. The other two are Divrei Seferim, and the Gemara explains, Ravarta Shefer Teruah, which is by Yoivam Divrei Torah. But both Psukim, by Rosh Hashanah, are the Rabbanon. Shabbos and Zichron, Teruah, V'Yoyim Teruah Yilichem, L'Talmudah Hibah. It comes to teach us something. What's it coming to teach us? Ma'il Talmudah Hibah. So Bishlama, one of them we know, is coming to make the Gzeres Shava from here to Midbar to teach us that each Teruah has Tekiah before and Tekiah afterwards. But what's the other pasuk teaching us? Me'boilei le'b'yoyim le'b'layla. We darshan v'yoyim Teruah that the din shofar is only by day, not the night. So what is the Tanakama of this? Who holds Shtayim B'Divrei Torah? How does he know Yoyim V'Lo Laila? Either Yoyim V'Lo Laila V'Nole. How does he know that Shofar is by day and not at night? He doesn't darshan Yoyim Teruah for that. He uses it for the sets of Teruahs, sets of Tekiahs, the Shalosh Tekiahs. Nafkalei maybe Yoyim HaKippurim. Learns that from the word Yoyim HaKippurim. So great thing about Akasha, which you already could have asked before, because well, you'll see in a second. Mar says, okay, this now we're learning in this Brisa, Adkana Brisa, basically. It's Yovel. Yom Kippur is Yovel. Yom Kippur is Yovel. Means Yovel. It says Vavarta Shofar. What? Right. So here it says by Yovel, by Yom Kippurim. The pasuk Yom. What's the question? The pasuk is by Yovel. It teaches us they need a shofar. And it also says that pasuk. Also says that pasuk Yom Kippurim. It also says that pasuk.
What should it say?
Vavarta Shofar Teruah. No. It says Yom Kippurim. It doesn't say.
What?
It's
not about Yom Kippur.
Right.
Yom Kippurim.
Yeah. It says Be'erev Ad Erev. No. It says Be'erev Ad Erev Ad Asiri. Like it says by words. What does it say by Pesach? No, it makes a difference. If that's what it is, then it says what it is. It says Yom Kippurim. Why say Yom? Yom sounds like only the day. This is a drasha make all of us. Yom Savoy say. How do you know you make do avoid by day? It says the drasha Yom. Yom means by day. So we darshin Yom Kippurim. Now the Gemara has a problem like this. Remember, we're learning now a brisa. We just learned the brisa that where do we know tekiah through tekiah from Midbar. Now, if you're learning out from Yom HaKippurim, from Yovel something that has to be dafka by day, so you learn out things from Yovel. If you learn out things from Yovel, learn out from the also tekiah through tekiah. That's the Gemara's kasha. And Batson, the Gemara could ask this before. Because Gemara said before, hey, you know, three sets. Because it says Teruah by Yovel and Teruah here and there. So you could have asked before this kasha. But Gemara starts to ask now. The have this question. But either way, the Gemara's question is, Aviva, you have a channel to Yovel, so what do you need to learn out from Midbar Tekiah to Tekiah? You have the limud from Yovel. That's Gemara's question right now. Even Yom Kippurim, you're learning out the din Yovel from Yom Kippurim. It means you have a connection to Yovel. Learn that also the tekiah before and tekiah afterwards. And for the Gemara, you're right, we have a channel to Yom Kippur, to Yovel. We have a channel today. But this Mandiyama holds, this Brisa holds, that you have to learn from Midbar holds, that Vahavarta and Taviru are not mashma tekiah before and tekiah afterwards, because you can use it for something else. Vahavarta Taviru le mashmahu. They don't make that drasha. What do they use that for? Because Vahavarta, you could have said Kedrav Masna. You could have learned Vavarta like Rav Masna. To Amrav Masna, we learned this before. Vavarta derech avarosei. That teaches us when you blow shofar, it has to be the way it comes off the head. That means you can't widen the mouthpiece and narrow the opposite side or turn it inside out. All those halachas derech avarosei, that's you learn it from Vavarta. You wouldn't use it for tekiah before. That's the man that holds. And what about the word taviru? Taviru dekamar rachmana nevar b'riyad. If it just said taviru, you would think it just means you have to move it out of the way. What that means exactly? So the Mashal explains to Rashi would mean that after you blow shofar, you have to take it out of the room. That's what it means. That's what Tavir would mean. It means move it. Tosfos says a little bit different, that it would teach us that you have to hold it in your hand when you blow it and not put it on a table while you blow it. Baal Kaponim, he's saying that Baviru, he doesn't hold those drushes, that means the key before, the key afterwards. Ve'idach, so what does the other Madiyama do? What does Madiyama, who learns out from Yovel, how does he know the Rav Masna? Be'idach the Rav Masna, but the Shani b'deburi, since it changes the lashon, calls it Baviru, that's how we know, that's B'derach Avarasai. And Taviru b'yad, loy matziz amris, and the other word Taviru, don't say it means you have to move it by hand, because we know the word Taviru means a coil, means a voice. The Gomra, Havara, Havara, Moshe. It learns out Havara Havara Moshe. Ksiv Hacha Vavarta Shofar Teruah. Ksiv Hasham Vaitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol Machna. Moshe called out a coil, sent out an announcement in the Machna. Mal Halam Bekol Afkam Bekol. Both places are Bekol. So we knew Vaviru has to mean coil. Akaponim. So that wraps up the two Limudim. So we have basically two ways to know Tekiah Teruah Tekiah, either from Yovel or from Midbar. And then the other halachas are having three sets. We actually learn out from Yovel and Tishav Teraitz, the Rabbanon, so on and so forth. Now, where is the kasha? How you learn from Midbar the din of Tkiya through a Tkiya Lahaitan Ma'aslam Midbar Imal Halon Chatzoytzos? There is trumpets, not a shofar. Afkan Chatzoytzos. Here are supposed to be trumpets. Tamaloymar. The pasuk says this pasuk is in Tehillim, not in the Torah, because one thing don't say shofar in the Torah anywhere. This is the pasuk in Tehillim. Tamaloymar Tiku Bechoidesh Shofar BaKesel Yom Chageinu. Which chag is the moon covered? There's only one month yontif like that. It says in the pasuk shofar. Therefore, you're right by midras chatzoyes. But we know here is shofar from the pasuk tiku v'chayda shofar. That's how you know shofar. You could also learn that zera shava from Yom Kippur, from Yovel back upon him. You have a pasuk first by Rosh Hashanah that has to be a shofar. Before the Brice actually said, "When I am to be a shofar," Gemara learned the pasuk from Yom Kippur because he wanted the right stick of pasuk. Here the Gemara brings different pasuk is a stick of la'ara. Okay, zok tomorrow vayta. Next Gemara is from the Yesoidis from what we do on Rosh Hashanah. Zok the Gemara asking Rav Avo beKasri. It means Torah Avo. We didn't do this. Rav Avo is Masakin and Kasri. Tekiya, you first blow Tekiya, then Shloisha Shvarim. Three shvarim means two, two, two. Then teruah, then two, 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 two. Then the tekiah. Then after the tekiah. So we do a tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiah. Mod of shach. So Mar the kasha. I don't understand you, Rabbi Vol. Make up your mind. Mod of shach. Iyulule yalil. If you hold that the koilas are yulule yalil lavoid, that which means the short tekiahs. If you hold that means it's short tekiahs. If that's what you learn, that's what it means. Little small short koilas. If that's the case. So then, like, it's called, I guess, moaning, they call it in English. If it's, it's called sobbing, the Yilul sobbing, sobbing in English, it means the short carless, then Tekiah through Tekiah, just do Tekiah through Tekiah. Viganuche ganach, if it's the moaning, which is the longer Tekiah, Lavet Tekiah slash Shvarm Tekiah. Make up your mind, like, what do you hold it is? What does the word mean here? What is the word truah coming to say? Is it word coming to say the long kailas or the short kailas? Which one? Make up your mind. So what are you doing both for? Everything more simple. Mesafkalei, the genuche genuach ilul elal. They were mesupik, which one it is. If it's genuche genuach ilul elal. And the Baha'i actually says that, you know, I think it's bothering him also that until Rav Avoh's days, what they do. So the Teretz says it's not really ma'akev, but they wanted to do a homicide right, so he's mesupik. If we did both. Maskel or Avira, what does it help doing both? The Dilma, Yulule Hava, maybe it really is Yulule, which means the shorter Kailas. Maybe it's the shorter Kailas, which is what we call Teruah, Hava. But Kamafsik, Shloisha Shvarim, Ben Teruah Latkia. And you're making a Hefsik, three Shvarim between the Teruah and the Kia. It's really between the Tkia and Teruah. You're doing Tkia, then you're doing Shvarim, making a Hefsik, then you're doing Teruah. So maybe it's really Teruah, you're making a Hefsik. What are you gaining here? So where it says, you know what? You take the harder of a tekiah, teruah tekiah. You do also besides for this, you do tekiah, teruah tekiah. Maskar avina, but don't genuch ava. Maybe it's really shvarim. Become mafsika teruah ben shvarim tekiah. You're being mafsik ben shvarim tekiah. So the more I know, the harder of a tekiah, shloisha shvarim tekiah. You take it, do it again. Tekiah, shvarim tekiah. Actually, when we blow shofar, we do first shvarim teruah, then we do shvarim, then we do teruah. The opposite order from the Gemara brings it down. The Gemara brings down, the first mask was that way, and the Gemara says the Hadar of a Teruah, and then the next mask is the Hadar of a Shvarim. It's out of order. If you look at Rashi has the opposite order in the Gemara, actually. So we do like Rashi. But Ella, so now very good shmak. So we say you do it again. Okay, now it's back. If you do it again, so if he's a mesupik, you got both in. Ella Rabavo, my iskin. What's his takana? Iganuche gonach. If you have to do the longer ones, harvey, do shvarim, you did it. Ilu, if it means true or harvey, you did it. So what are you doing? What are you doing? Shvarim true for? Zokti gemara mesafkli another suffik. Dilma gonach v'yol. Maybe it's both. Yeah, it's first the moaning, then the sobbing, which means first the long and then the short. So maybe that's another tzad. It's a third tzad, a third choice. And if we have to do that, but if that's the case, I have a fourth choice. Yachi levin ami ipcha tkiya trua shloisha shvarim tkiya. Do the opposite. Do trua then shloisha shvarim. Maybe it's that way. Every combination. Dilma yulal v'gonach. Maybe first he sobs, then he moans. So the Gemara, stomach the milsa, kimasu benesh milsa. Something happens to someone, but reisha gonach. First he's moaning v'hadiyal, then he's sobbing. It's first the long kailos, then the short kailos, and therefore we only have the tzad shvarim teruah, but we never have a tzad. It doesn't first sob then moan, and therefore there's no tzad teruah shvarim. So like upon him, this is the makar for doing all those 10 kailos for each set. We really also have altogether 9. Three sets of 3. But here, the 3 is suffix. If we do 10, and that's we get 30 kailos. So 30 kailos, 10 connected malchias, 10 connected schreinus, 10 connected shayfris, that's the 30 kailos. That's what you have to hear on Rosh Hashanah, the 30 kailos. We do kailos to meyushiv, and then we do it, I'll say the habrachas, and then we do it afterwards, get la'ar v'satan. That's why we have the 90, and then we do 100 to get into 100 kailos, whatever reason is. Balak upon him, that's these halachas that I brought down, and the halacha, the people who blow shofar during quiet Shmoneh Esrei comes from one line in Tosfos that brings down a lashon of a aruch that says the aruch says the machmeri v'avdi shloishim k'diyasvim 30 when you're sitting down v'shloishim b'lachash 30 in the quiet v'shloishim al seida k'neged mayim piers the paya imed the sisrei whatever that's there's 100 k'neged 100 cries of aim sisrei back upon him is lashon is shloishim b'lachash and that's where. But a lot of Paiskim held not like that. Only very few Paiskim hold the Yisroel Bo Shofar v'Shas the Quiet Shmoneh Esrei. Right? Rav Yosef does it, but it's very, even the Avi Nezer said you shouldn't do it. But it's very few thing. And a couple of the makar is from this Aruch Akaponim that you do the Kailos v'Shas the Lachash.